This is the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs. Researchers from Sichuan University have used cerebral radiomics, an analytical framework for psychoradiology they developed, to identify diagnostic and subtyping features of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. 83 children between age 7 and 14 with new diagnosed and never treated ADHD and 87 healthy controls underwent anatomic and diffusion tensor MRI to extract shape properties of gray matter and diffusion properties of white matter, which were screened for relevant radiomic signatures. They found no overall difference in total brain volume or total gray and white matter volume between ADHD and controls. However, alterations in cortical shape in the left temporal lobe, bilateral cuneus, and left central sulcus allowed for discrimination of ADHD from controls with 74% accuracy. Moreover, discriminating features in the default mode network and the insular cortex showed discrimination of combined ADHD from the inattentive subtype of ADD with 80% accuracy. The researchers conclude that cerebral morphometric alterations can allow for discrimination between patients with ADHD and control subjects and between the most common ADHD subtypes. This has been the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs.